seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
With the Kings of Pickup, the best of the motherfucking best, and you better know that. And we're here to help you. I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and with me, Arash Zipar, motherfucking Debazar. I know already what Arash is going to tell me. He's growing constantly. You speak to Arash 3 times a day, 4 times a day, each time. There's growth, evolution, and I'm excited. I learned a lot from those calls myself. We're going to take your questions. If you're a first-time listener, you send me a quick email, vince@seductioncoaching.com. And we'll send you a little bit of info, a couple recommendations, and so on. Meanwhile, if you're in a live place, you press *6 for the live callers to mute your line, *6 to unmute. I pass it to my spiritual brother and co-host, Arash Zipar Debazar. Arash, what's new on your side? Since we last spoke yesterday, that was a kick-ass call last night.
Nights ago, I was about to go to bed. And I had a moment of, another moment of enlightenment, you could say, where I was aware of things that I was not aware of before. And I remember I turned to Electra, and I said, watch, I'm going to write a status right now and watch what happens tomorrow, because I now am aware of something I never was before. Everything's going to change. And so I came to the staff meeting Sunday, which was the next day. I told my staff, I said, you know, for many years, I've been in business for 18 years, guys, almost 19 years, I've had my own business. And that's a while, that's a long time to be in business for yourself. And my competitors and my enemies have tried and tried and tried and failed and failed and failed to get a grasp on me, to try to pin me down, like, okay, we got, you know, to decode me and try to undo me. And they can't. Impossible. And this is the reason why. And I told my staff the same thing. I said, once again now, as everybody has been chasing Zipar for about 5 months now, trying to grip it and come to terms with it, I have now surpassed Zipar by so much that it's not even funny anymore. So while they were trying to catch Zipar, I was in another universe doing other things. And now I can announce it that I've completely surpassed it. And it's a totally different world. So once again, get ready for a brand new dimension of teaching, a brand new way of being, and I'm very excited as I continue to hack away at, I don't want to go there, as I continue to hack away at the unessentials. What's going on with you, my brother?
I want to help the guys with pure pickup, you know, the raw ingredients of pickup. I love how you have not allowed, since you have been at it, for anyone to come around and go, you know, it's not really and just about pickup as a fucking excuse not to really do some hardcore pickup. So for me today, you know, I'm in the lab every day and I refine and I purposely put myself in all situations. So when I give answers, then they are based on an experience that's super fresh. 2:30 a.m., this girl came around yesterday, and I made it very difficult for her. I said, you know what? No, it's too late. You got to come meet me at 5 p.m. You can come. You enter discreetly, and I'm sleeping because I got some work to do tomorrow. So she agreed to that. She was good with it. And then one thing that I have learned the hard way is you cannot let women distract you. At the same time, you cannot become so many men, they're so into their work that they never are around women. So you got to find the unique combination. So I got up, I'm doing my thing. She's sleeping. I'm teasing her. I go, girls, they like to sleep and so on. I'm being a total pest. In a way that serves me. So suddenly I have half an hour to have sex with her. And we get started, and she goes, oh, you know, girls, they feel it more at night. I would have had you last night, but today and so on. And My point is this. This is the first gift I'm going to pass to everybody today. However you hear it, there's always that moment when pretty much everyone out there would think, oh no, that's the end, it's not happening, and become reactive. What's unique about my game is that that's the moment that juices me, and that's where and when it begins. So I froze on her. She was wearing a dress with pictures of women, and I started to look at all the different pictures, picking the one I liked best. And I was so strong into, you know, that's it. No, I'm not doing anything, you know. And I told her clearly, I said, you know, all the guys that I help, that's their struggle. They let too many women put them in that position where they're being aroused and they don't get anything. It's detrimental to the soul and the psyche of a man. No, you're not doing that to me. So it reversed the frame, and she was the one trying hard. And then I knew, I always know that sex is going to happen. And then as I was almost like she was leaving, then I turned her around on my little sofa shaped like lips. And I just took her very passionately. And then I got her to agree. I said, aren't you happy with it? She said, oh, yeah. So anyway, my point, gentlemen, is you oftentimes one core ingredient is you think that you defeated too soon. Real game begins when everybody else's game ends. And I'm going to take you guys to the next level with that. I'm super excited. So, Arash, it's always an honor. It's a privilege for you guys. I hope you're aware of it. And we're ready to take some questions. I muted a few of you guys. You can unmute yourself by pressing *6. You say name, your name, the city you're calling from, and your question. Who is going first?
Hey, Vince, this is Paul from San Francisco. I've got a question for you, actually, relating to what you just described. And you mentioned a story where I think there was a girl that threw a shoe at you, Vince Calvin, never again, or whatever. I kind of got a situation.
Whoa. I'm not following you. You're talking a little bit. I'm sorry that I say that. I want to make sure to best help you that we can follow you. So what is it that you're trying to express?
Okay, you know how when you've had situations with past girls that it can become a problem within your social circle to meet maybe other women in there?
No, I do not. You seem to know about it. There, a quick gift. I got that from my mentor, Marshall Silver. He would not let other people tell him, you know when you're doing this and that, unless it was an absolute, either very general experience, okay? You know when you're late and there's nothing you can do to speed up traffic. So I would say, yeah, I've had that experience. Or when it was truly empowering. Now, for me, it doesn't matter what you're saying, but it matters for you. So you're making a statement like you're an expert and you're here to learn. So turn it into a question instead of, because it pollutes your question right away when you start those big statements. You know what it's like when this and that happened, and what the proper way to say it, not to be proper, but the more accurate way would be, it is under my impression up until now, because then it makes you aware that it's your perception that chooses that it's like that. So without the programming or reprogramming of everybody's experience by choosing that it's how it is, what is it that you would like?
Okay, it is under my impression that when you've had negative experiences with women, that it can come into your social circle and pollute it with other girls that you're meeting, and that you could be making progress with, or that I could be making progress with.
Anything can happen. Listen, anything can happen. Okay? Anything can happen.
Okay.
And if it's not a past experience that will come in, it's going to be a random person. It's going to be her fucking period. It's going to be you who's feeling a little strange that day. It's going to be you won't find a location, you know. I've had times when I'm in a different city and we're ready to fuck and we go to the first hotel and there's a long line and we don't have a car. We just, you know, and it's raining outside. So there's going to be stuff. One keyword, and I pass it to Arash. Always go back to how can I use this? And do not fear things going chaotic, because they will. So right there, the real issue, okay, to really help yourself is to become more willing for things to possibly get chaotic and to let that encourage you to take more action versus less action and to try to control everything. And whatever you fear when it happens, it's very difficult to have a superior response to it. But you surrender. You go, hey, that's part of it. Equal opportunity, you know? You could do it all right and be a perfect little husband by the book, and one day you find out she's been fucking your boyfriend. It's possible. Maybe not. So there's equal opportunity. Plus, you could also very well one day be in the reverse situation where suddenly an ex is trying to talk to a guy somewhere and you arrive and you got three girls with you and you guys are laughing and you're not even trying to piss her off. And on her side, that makes her feel all weird and she gets weird with the guy. We don't know. Okay? So again, let go. Let go. It's an attachment to want to control something that you cannot control. There's this beautiful prayer. It's right in front of me right now. Sorry that I mentioned a prayer and so on, but I want you to grasp the difference between three things, okay? You got to know that there are certain things, you accept them. Most guys trying to do pickup, they try to control things over which they have no control, and it drives them crazy. There's things that you can change, you know? For example, you could very well, you give the woman too much power. If an ex comes and talks to one of my new girls, I'm not going to assume that I'm fucked. Because I have the power to turn around and go, oh yeah, that one is crazy. I had to get rid of her. I bet you she said a lot of shit about me. Why is it that people do that sometimes? And boom. Wow, that's a little brighter than what I just heard from this desperate bitch who ran into me saying, don't talk to him. Okay? And if the new girl goes like, well, I think she's right. I think you're an asshole. Then how's that a problem? I'm aware that this time I set the time instead of having another future ex that was a disaster. I'll know it in advance. And then the wisdom to make the difference. So I pass it to Arash. And I know there was a lot of value there.
I didn't fully get the question. So, Paul, if the question is answered, we move on. If you want to end the question and you want me to answer it, I will. Otherwise, I
would say let's move on. Let's move on to the next question, gentlemen.
Yeah, hi. This is Chris from Florida. I got, I'm getting tons and tons of numbers. I'm at that stage. I want to get even more conversions. Like, I'm excited about meeting girls more after than when I just first picked them up and exchanged contacts and whatever. And so I'm looking for any insight on what I could do, what I should be looking for, how to accelerate. I know it's going to come just with experience, but accelerate the process. What's that?
What is happening after you get their number? What is the next thing that? So you're getting a lot of numbers, right? And then where does it go from there normally? And what do you come across when you do it?
Depending on the continent. So I would say there's two main groups. And excuse me if my phone dies. I'm like super at the end. So, but basically two main groups. One would be I'm picking them up to like get them to yoga class. And the second one would be like if I feel that sexual vibe attraction, then I'm more looking at it for like not yoga class. Like just straight up pure picking them up. And so in the first case, if I get the vibe, it's like a yoga thing. You know, I'm always continuing the conversation for at least a minute or two after I exchange contact, unless it's like in a super rush. And so if it's in the yoga context, then I'll, you know, talk about maybe some details, but keep it just really just
okay,
like where and when, and then throw some value about it. What's up?
Since your phone is low, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
When you split it in that case of yoga versus just fucking, do you have a statistic of which one you do better with? Who shows up more, to yoga or to going out more? Or is it the same?
I'd say it's the same. Maybe it's slightly better for the going out. Less for I'm not getting too many conversions to get to yoga. Yeah, yeah. Sexually, I'm just super sexually charged, and I think they're feeling that, but the yoga... Maybe it's too sexual to get the, I don't know, I'm not going to diagnose it.
Yeah, okay, with limited information, and I'm answering quick before your phone runs out, that's all, but with limited information, what I can tell you is during this time, you got to always ask yourself, they have a very hard time scheduling their days. They have a very hard time controlling their time. They have an incredibly hard cause-effect. It's so difficult for women to just make shit happen. So
yeah.
it's almost like I have to work out everything in detail for them and make it so fucking easy so the water flows down the easiest path. And if there's a little bit of complication there, then I know it's probably not going to happen. But the fact that it doesn't happen the first time is a stepping stone that it's going to happen the second time. So if I'm going to hang out with a girl, I assume first, second, third time she's going to break, just so everybody knows. But when she breaks the first time, that gets me closer to hanging out with her a second time. You see, because I don't react and it's like no big deal and we try again. I assume she's going to break a second time. I mean, there's a bitch that I talked to for like 3 months and we finally hung out the other day. And she played so many times I couldn't even count it. But I knew that every time she played, as long as we were in communication, that we were one step closer to hanging out. That's the only thing I can say right now. Pass it on to Vince.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow. D word conversion. I never used it in the context of pickup. Because what does it do, gentlemen? It creates an exclusion. You're presupposing that they're not converted already. Now, you got to work at different stages, okay? At first, the mission to acquire a phone number for some is an amazing promise, and when it happens, it's very exciting, okay? Once the phone numbers are coming left and right, then think way beyond the phone number. And you got to remember that the phone number is just a means to facilitate an experience. So the frame that you want, and that's for everybody else, okay? You want a frame of total presupposition that it will happen, and if not her, somebody else.
Fuck yeah.
Okay? Because if the aim is just the phone number, there's, you know, not every guy out there that's not doing pickup and unaware of our skill is completely retarded. Otherwise, there would be no human race. So it's common for guys to get numbers, but it's shallow. It's just like, oh, I got a phone number. So that's not sufficient. It's like if you go somewhere and you enter your email, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to buy something, right?
Right.
Although in our case, you should. But so you get the point. Now, watch the video. And this is the next level. And I want to invite everybody to that next level. And we're also going to review the basics because for a lot of you guys, you enter this thing called game, pickup, seduction, maybe a little bit randomly, and maybe you read something that confused you somewhere and you catch on. So there are certain basics that many of the guys on the line, you are lacking. So then, of course, it causes confusion. So I will, in the future, really refine, fine-tune all the basics and also offer you higher frames. So I'll go real fast, and the next question will be for Arash. Now, first, I am free from outcome. And that you heard before, and that, gentleman, is an ongoing project. So it's 8 a.m., and I'm doing my thing with excitement. At the same time, I'm constantly sharpening my skills, almost like, let's say, there's a hunter, and I don't necessarily support hunting, but just as a silly metaphor, he's like pistol skills are constantly... He's practicing, so in case he's got a fire, boom, he's gonna know how to do it. So your skills are sharp.
Yeah.
Like an athlete, if we said, right now, we need you on the field, boom. But he's not attached to, I gotta win this game, because he knows he can only win. From there, a girl starts to talk to me. Why? Why is it that girls talk to me? Well, they can feel a certain radiance on the inside that I constantly do my best to enhance, intensify by reinforcing the frames I'm learning. We are learning from Arash by working with Frank, by doing some work with James Hyman, you know. Now, I didn't number close the girl, you know. We started to chat, and then I said, oh, you should totally come upstairs for a second. And then she came upstairs because I was open to that. Now, if there used to be a time when I would be, oh, shit, there's no way this girl is going to come upstairs. It's 8 a.m. She doesn't know me. She's not even from around here. And I would have still voiced it, maybe, but you need a greater sense, whatever you want to do, yoga, sex, a greater sense of course, this can happen. And that's a glimpse. I don't want to take too much time. You guys can tell. We can dig a lot deeper, and we will. In the meantime, then there is that issue of them being super busy. That's why. Do more initially, and also call on everything. Call on everything. Everything that's an issue, instead of continuing to struggle with it, make it be a topic of conversation. Never number close without playing a little bit around and say, no. Before I officially enter you into my phone, let me ask you, what are your phone habits like? Are you the type that you just like to boost your ego a little bit and go to your girlfriend at night and go, look at that. Five guys asked me for my number. You know I'm never going to call them. Yeah, we bitches. Or are you the type that you're just so disorganized that even if right now, your dream job was to come around, you would fucking miss the appointment? What type are you? And then they will say, and usually they will defend, they will be, no, I'll call you. And they will be, we'll see. Now you have continuity material, because if they don't, you go, I knew it.
Yeah.
And you joke around with that a little bit. So yeah. Drop that idea of conversion. You don't have to convert. You have to just use linguistics and all the work you're doing with us and so on and your yoga to just embrace, fine tune that reality, that frequency of like, okay, what was it like? And don't put something in between. Don't think A to B or Z or even B. Conceive of something that includes it all. Okay, so that's all. I think we take the next question.
Thank you.
And I'm going to mute myself and we'll let Arash answer it, because one of the main reasons why I do this Monday call is to at least once a week hear the wisdom from Arash and refine all aspects of my game from it. Next question.
Okay. Hey, what's up, guys? This is August from California. My question is, Arash, I heard you say before that like a woman will destroy your life. And I don't disagree with that, but I was hoping you could elaborate more on that.
Yeah, I have the science behind it. It's not even an opinion. There's a few things you have to do. One, you have to observe men that have been with women for a long time. And then you have to compare them to before they met the woman to where they are now. And in your own life, you don't have to go Google this shit. Just observe if you have a father, if still with a mother, if you have an uncle, if you have a friend who's been married, and just watch, go ask yourself prior to them being together until now. And this would have to be longer than like a one and a half year relationship, because in a 1.5 year relationship, the human genes are still under the process of the spell of genetics of saying that my baby is going to be passed on. So you're still physically, just to physically by nature, designed to still kind of like her and not be totally disgusted by her yet, and her also too. But you know, you got somebody 4, 5, 6 years, take a look at them 6 years later to prior to meeting the woman, and in every single case, you're going to find the guy is more subdued, less of a man, has to watch more what he says, walks on eggshells, doesn't have the same adventure, the sense of, basically, he's less of a man than when he met her. Now, you all have to do this for yourself. I've done it. And I know the truth in my own observation. You got to be a scientist, right? Get out there and take a look at it. That's number one. Two, after you do that, you go, well, what the fuck? Well, there's a lot of reasons for it, but we're going to get down to some of the core energetic reasons for it. And it's a simple thing. There's such thing as male energy and female energy in the universe. You know, the Chinese call this yin and yang, right? Male and female. The white energy is yang. The female is yin. So yang represents the sun. Yin represents the night, moon time. And what we're looking at is the energy of the sun and the growth and life that it gives, and springtime. And then we're looking at the winter time, fall. This is the female energy, right? And what happens during that time? The trees turn yellow and they fucking die, and it's cold and all that. So by nature, when you take a look, the female energy is a destructive energy. And not only that, after you take a look at the men,
after you analyze what I said about male-female energy in every sphere of life once you look at it, then go and take a look at women themselves and see how they are destroying the most intimate person they know, which is themselves. Notice that they destroy themselves. And if they have a child and they're no longer with the dad, which that's going to be very easy to find, right? Very easy to find. Take a look at how they're destroying that child's life and justifying it. Women are a destructive force of nature. Simple. It's like getting into a cage with a bunch of lionesses. If you know how to feed them, if you have a whip in your hand, and if you have not fucked up prior to walking in there, if they have not seen the weakness in you, if you don't lose your attention and vigilance, get this, there's a high chance you won't be eaten. It's not 100%, but there's a high chance you won't be eaten. That's my life. I've had many girlfriends. I have three now. And hey, I understand the risks involved, just like the lion tamer understands that too, because the reward is greater for me, right? So those are the reasons why I say this. If you yourself have ever had an ex-girlfriend that you had a relationship with more than 2-3 years, that woman, after you broke up, tried to destroy you. If you had a business, try to destroy your business. If you had a reputation, try to destroy your reputation, family life, and all that. And it's observable. It's not my opinion. It's observable, okay? And so that's why I say that. That's it.
I have never met a woman that didn't slow me down in one way or another. You know?
Facts.
Don't know if you guys ever heard that joke. This guy is in an airplane and goes, it's a bunch of business guys, and he goes, yeah, my wife made me a millionaire. And everybody goes, really? What did she do? She said, I was a billionaire before. we take the next question. I pitch in very briefly. You know, when I first started to teach with Arash, I was in my fifth marriage at the time, and I was coming straight out of the honeymoon phase. And suddenly I hear Arash voice those ideas. I could tell how tense she got to hear that. That was always the topic of conversation. And as a woman, she would always go like, yeah, I really like Arash. I really like what he's saying. So she could stack a couple yes, 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 to then start to throw some buts, which made me even more aware. And so I started to really open my mind to it. And sure enough, you know, that woman tried everything she could to destroy me afterwards. And now if I'm with a girl, here's what I do. I look at her. Sometimes I even use that as an opener. And I go, okay, I wonder, I cannot figure it out right now, but I wonder at what point she going to totally fuck up in a way that will be costly to me emotionally and so on. And I know it's coming. Now, I want to invite you to another option, gentlemen, okay? Nature does not linger. The seasons, when they change, they change. You choose your own options, but we're here to give you more options. One of the things that causes that is there is still an attachment that maybe one day you'll find that girl. I'm not saying, you know, you run your own life. You make your own choices and you have your own experiences. But I'm personally at a phase right now where I'm just going through girls very, very, very fast. I just want the glimpse of the burst, and they're all empowered from it, and then I move on. Okay? I'm going to do a lot of same-night sex with, I don't need to fuck her again. And I notice the more I do that, the more there is an organic flow that is there that brings the next thing right away. You know, in order for the new to come in, the old's got to go. And too often we linger in the old because of scarcity. We're afraid. We're afraid that, oh, what if I let her go and I don't have a new one? Or greed. We're like, let me fuck her one more time. Let me fuck her one more time. You know? So, just as an option, I'm not making choices for you guys. Next question. I'm looking at the time. It's 31 already. We have about 10 more minutes. We're going to make a couple announcements. The calendar is so rich, you know. We're at it stronger than ever before. By now, everybody who's been Global SLR, the Enigma, and so on, you know, we top it each and every single time. And count on us. I'm already working on next year GSLR. We got initiation code, so much. And yet we're going to tell you about what's right around the corner. We take one more question before. We'll tell you about that. And then we'll finish the call, maybe not with a question, but more with either Arash and I ask each other a question, or we just free flow with some words of wisdom based on all your questions, guys. So, next one.
I'll ask a question if no one else has one.
You should ask it regardless.
Okay. This is Will from Philly. And I want to ask you guys, since you've been with so many women, how important it is to have, I guess, like an attractive body and like the muscular ripped sense versus, you know, anything else.
This I can really answer well now because my body's getting better and better and better, and I didn't ever focus on it before. To me, it's an invisible datum. And what I mean by that is simple. Until you have it, you don't know the effect of it. Okay? Now, Matador, if you remember Matador, had told me this one time, and I just kind of disregarded it, which is never really a good idea when your teacher tells you something, because Matador taught me during that time, okay? Matador said to me, hey, man, during the time I was doing the VH1 pickup artist, he goes, I was in my best shape of my life. And he said, you won't believe how much easier it is to get women looking like that. And I was like, yeah, whatever. You know what I mean? I'm so fucking good. I don't give a shit. I allowed myself to get fat. I saw myself get a little sloppy physically. You know, okay, on and on and on. Recently, my body is getting much better. And it is much easier. It is much easier to do pickup, you know. And I suggest that, see, it's a weird question to me. Because there's really no reason why you shouldn't physically do your best to get in the best shape of your life when it improves every aspect of your life. Forget about women for just a second, right? There's really no reason why you can't do that besides just being lazy or not making time, right? And those are not attractive qualities regardless of man or woman, right? So 100%, I recommend all of my students to exercise to improve their physique. And their level. It is true. It's 100% true. I see it now that at a certain point when your physique starts to attract attention, right? That's what we're looking at here. See, that's why it's invisible. Because until your physical body attracts attention, it's not that big of a deal. But when your physical body, physicality, attracts the attention of a woman in a positive way, your pickup will pick up on a whole other level. Okay? And there's really, really no reason not to. It's like a woman saying, if I have a super nice ass, right? Super nice ass. And I have a very, very beautiful face. Imagine that, right? And incredible hair. Do you think it's necessary for me to have great tits? And the answer is, no, it's really not that necessary. But I tell you what, bitch, if you did have some fucking great tits, then you're on a whole other level. And so you're talking to people here who have dedicated their lives to understanding this science and art and being the best at it. So to be the best, yeah, definitely work on your physique because it will make a difference, okay? If I was 350 pounds with the same skills, of fat actually, 350 pounds of fat, I would not be getting the same level of woman I'm getting now. That's my answer for it.
I love, absolutely, and the words do not do justice to your wisdom, Arash. There's absolutely no reason why not. There's absolutely no reason why not. That's priceless. Somebody go on Facebook and quote that. I'm quickly taking care of a number here. Okay, my perspective is there's three levels. This has been my own personal experience. The bottom level is if you slack off from wherever you're at and you make no effort, you are going to automatically feel like shit, and that's going to affect your game. It's not even your physique that affects your game at that point. It's the fact that you know you could do better, you should, and you're not doing it. Nothing worse to start to damage your own personal spirit. Then there is the reverse of that. Even if it's not perfect, but you're making an effort. There's a gentleman that came to our Lair meeting. We're having Lair meetings here every other week. And he's dropped a lot of weight. He's got a way to go, but even the way he came across and the glow he had, the joy on his face to know I'm fucking doing it. Okay. And then, of course, when you really apply, you got to do the best with what you have. The best with what you have. There's an element you cannot obsess, you know, I mean, But do the best with what you have at all levels, which leads me to the next key point, you know. How much longer, and this is a question I say by experience, because, you know, it's always a polarity. There's always the places in life where we have kicked ass and we are kicking ass. And there's always also the places where we took forever. So how much longer will you hold yourself back from really having the full experience, complete experience? Okay. Now, where you truly, completely surrender to your success. Because when you're partial and conditional, you get partial and conditional results. So anyone that goes, yeah, maybe I'll do a night game, you know, I don't really like day game, I don't really like this, and oh, you know what, yeah, maybe that's for them, and oh, I won't even do this, and yeah, you don't really need money to do well. You're just crippling yourself. So tonight, surrender, decide, and here's what's going to happen. If you go, that's it, I've had it. Now I decide that all areas of my life, everything in my life will come in order, will come together like never before and beyond the best I've ever imagined. Now you've entered the door. Officially, you're in. Welcome. Now you can do some work. But what will the work consist of? The work is going to be any and everything you've ever been told, have learned, have done, that does not contribute to that massive, large-scale success that's more harmonious because you feel good about yourself, you look good, you're doing good, you're following your dream career, you're making headways in it, you're growing, you get the women, you follow your dreams, you do the things you always wanted to do. Everything that's ever been in the way is going to come to the surface. And that's where everybody fucking runs away and go, oh, yeah, I knew it, I shouldn't have, I can't. And they make it even worse. So the work is, it's going to be a process of revelation. All that you need to know in order to be there, both what needs to go, what needs to be boosted and improved, and what needs to be added will be revealed to you. So I love one of the things, everything that Arash said yesterday and today. And yet yesterday Arash spoke about bringing some joy into it. So I think today that really impacted me. That's a big difference, guys, and I don't want to reiterate a key point that you generated and explained better than me. But that, I think that's what makes the difference. If you start to do the work and you don't have joy as your companion there, you're going to take it the wrong way. You know, suddenly you're going to feel uncomfortable working out at the gym, and the voice is going to say, oh man, but what's the point? Oh man, it's going to take forever. And you're going to let that discourage you. But if instead you bring some joy, you're going to be, ah, that's the next thing I need to handle. And you're going to peel off like layers of an onion till you get to your very strongest and your core. And that's it. So Arash, so much on the plates. I have sent an email right now for the Halloween event. I'll let you explain it. You generated the idea. It's spectacular. And we already have a lot of people for it. We're doing the sliding scale. And it's about to, again, go up because it's so unique. The content that will be delivered there, there shouldn't be a price on it, you know, because it's priceless. But right, the Halloween event.
Yeah, well, it's coming up on Halloween. It's a two-day event. It's Monday night at 7 p.m., which is Halloween here in the United States. And it's Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And this is vital because you fall into a few categories if you're listening, right? You either fall into the category of believing in and admiring and respecting or being very interested and curious about magic, the occult, metaphysics, things like this, the mind, or you don't, right? The people that don't are normally very small percentage, honestly, right? So if you don't, then don't worry about it. It's not for you. Everybody else, if you've had any curiosity on that, what we're doing is, I'll try to go as quickly as I can on this thing. Frank, of course, he's a practicing sorcerer. That's 24 hours a day. That's what the fucking guy does. And, you know, he's helped me, he's helped Vince, and some higher level people that I know also. And he will be doing a live ritual, which everybody wants to know what the fuck that is. And not only that, when you register, you get to ask one question prior to the event, right?
one question prior to the event. Now, the quality of your questions ends up becoming the quality of your life, just so you know. You must understand this. The quality of your question will be the quality of your life. Okay, this is something very important. And that one question will get answered by all three of us. And the way why this is important is before the event, we're going to go and we're going to analyze that question. It won't be like you're asking right now and we answer it. There will be channelings done for that answer. There will be a diamond mind applied, which is me. And there will be healing done to the question. You know, as you saw earlier, when Chris DeVilbiss, Yogi Chris PhD, asked the question, when Vince started answering, Chris was laughing. Now, maybe you missed that, but I wouldn't miss that, right? That's how my mind works. And that's the healing. That's what Vince does for people, right? I answered it very technically, and then Vince came in and answered it in a way where it just kind of blew the block, right? So one thing you'll get is that your one question will be answered by all three of us, not by one person. So we're going to start the event, we're going to do a quick lecture, and then we're going to go through the questions, and each three of us are going to answer. I'm very excited about this. I want to see if we all answer the same question with analysis on it, what it's going to be. Fun. Then we're going to see a live ritual from Frank, so you can see what magic actually looks like. He's going to come with an answer. It's not just the ritual he's going to do, and you're not going to get anything from it. The ritual before Halloween will affect you also. It'll affect me. It'll affect everybody. And then we're going to go into the next day, and the next day I'm going to give you certain axioms. Axioms are laws, certain principles that make me the diamond mind that I am. I have dealt with spirits. I have dealt with demons. I've dealt with angels. I've dealt with celebrities. I've dealt with everybody. You know, keep watching me, right? I've dealt with the most beautiful woman on the planet. There's something that allows me, right? There's something that just allows me to have all of the different types of people at the highest level respect me, Vince being one of them. Vince is the greatest pickup artist on the fucking planet. Mystery being another one. One of the greatest pickup artists on the planet. Hypnotica. All these guys, when they speak about me, there's a way they talk about me. Congruently, they speak the same way. So I'm going to give you some laws, some basic laws that you can apply to your mind, that will make your mind so fucking sharp that it'll cut through the bullshit of the world. That's going to be my part. Then we're going to go into Vince, and he's going to do certain chantings and certain healing that, again, if you're watching it, it's going to affect you. This is the event in a nutshell. And the day, which being Halloween, and the next day is All Saints Day. Is that what it's called, Vince? Is it All Saints Day?
All Saints Day. Yep.
That's right.
Or Des del Mortes.
Yeah.
The Day of the Dead.
Everybody realize that the highest level people on the planet, we're talking about celebrities, we're talking about politicians, we're talking about kings, queens, they, on this day, are not sitting around. They do have rituals. You need to know this. They do exactly what we're doing, all right? Because there's a lot of energy put into it, and energy is a real thing. You don't have to be an occultist to know this. You would have to be Einstein to know that life is energy. You'd have to be Tesla to know that life is energy. This is not hocus pocus. This is science. This is physics. So we're going to be using those 2 days for that reason. All three of us are going to grow, and so will you. So I know we sold a shitload in the last couple of days on the event. Vince has the numbers on it. So that's what I would say about the event. In my opinion, you need to do whatever you can to be there, because it's going to be mind-blowing no matter what. That's it.
Gentlemen, I want to speak very gently and really from the heart. We heard tonight, and some of you are discovering that, and you better discover it fast or you'll discover it the hard way, that in your dealings with women, they will eventually fuck you over. Some of you guys, you already feel like you fucked. And you search and you search, but there comes a time when you got to connect with something that's greater than you. Energy, a force, and it will strengthen you. There is no substitute for that. Now, the challenge is that if you look for that out there, well, first, it's in complete contradiction oftentimes with the principles of seduction, you know. It's enforcing maybe the tradition of marriage and this and that, so it gets you confused. So then you go back and you try on your own. And it's not easy dealing with people. A lot of people, they give you the impression that they let you down. And it's not easy dealing with yourself. And it is not easy. So there, whatever it is for you, a sense that you are not alone in this process, be it with connecting with, if it's the right thing for you, with a demon, whatever it is. But for me, that's really what started to change. I saw a book years ago saying there's a spiritual solution for everything in your life. And that's when some of the shortcoming of my pickups started to be handled. And it's amazing, you know, it's amazing. And whatever you connect with, there's an assistance there. That's phenomenal. So I'm amazed by the process, and I'm thrilled that we get to share that with those who are open and decisive. It's always the same thing. So we're doing a sliding scale. It's two nights. It starts at 7 p.m. Regular will go 7 to 10 on both nights, and that will be all the lectures and so on. But then each night there will be 2 extra hours for VIPs of conducting the rituals and so on. So I urge you to take the VIP, because again, this information is so priceless that what we're doing right now, we're going to boost the prices so it's more exclusive. And those who register know it. So here's where we're at, okay? I'm going to end the call now. We're going to take one more question off the call. Anybody that is listening afterwards, we'll take one more question. So stay with us, guys. Anybody that is listening to the podcast, you contact us ASAP to find out. It's October 31st and November 1st.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Debazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starter kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.